Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, South Florida. It's a rainy day here in the southern part of the country, but we are going to weather it well. We are to enjoy a fabulous Saturday, 4th of July. Did it responsibly. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio of the International Masterminders Association. Before we begin, let us tell you a little bit about our show.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning once again, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio on Saturday morning at 8. This morning we have two of our youth masterminders joining us. On the call with us right now is Natasha Jugger. She is a high school senior, and she's been masterminding for several years. But I'll let her give you a brief introduction about herself and how she has used Mastermind to help her in her high school career and in her preparation in heading off to college next fall. Natasha, are you on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well,
so, Natasha.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone. I hope all is well with you. My name is Natasha Jugger. I am 17 years old. I attend Suncoast Community High School. I am in my I'm in my senior year currently, and am looking to apply to colleges and universities, and I will hopefully attend the University of Florida in the fall.
That will be next fall, 2015.
Yes. Right, 2015.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So how did you learn about the book Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill?
I originally learned about the book Think and Grow Rich through a landmark education course that my mother was taking, and the book was then reintroduced to me when I was inducted into Mastermind in the year 2008. and I can say I've now been a part of Mastermind for about 7 years, and the book has followed me all throughout my Mastermind experience.
Great. So this morning, we are utilizing, reading the two chapters, chapter 3 and chapter 4. And those chapters are based called auto-suggestion and specialized knowledge. So can you tell me or read me one of your favorite passages in one of those two chapters?
Yes. Let me go to the chapter on auto-suggestion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I read, it's the second and third step to auto-suggestion, and
mm-hmm.
it's, for the second, it's repeat this program night and morning until you can see in your imagination and the money you intend to accumulate. For me, it's the college and university that I intend to accumulate, so I've changed that up a little bit to suit how I need, but I thought that was very important to me to repeat the repeat what I need to do in order to get there. And then the third step is place a written copy of my statement where I can see it night and morning and read it just before retiring and upon arising until it has been memorized. And those are two instructions. And the reason
mm-hmm.
why I found those very important is because it helps me. What I will do is I would put a written copy of my goals on, especially in my agenda when I'm going to school, and I just see it everywhere, and I make sure to say my affirmation when I get up in the morning. And that's why those two summary of the instructions helped me, and that stuck out to me in the chapter of auto-suggestion.
So would you tell other youth listening, or have you shared this book with other young people and around you?
To be completely honest, I would say the only youth that I've shared this book with is my fellow masterminders. I have been lacking on sharing it with other people, but as I am being reintroduced to the book, this is definitely something that I would tell to my friends in order to help them on their goals in life also.
Right. So let me ask you this. So you are... So this book, the auto-suggestion, how do you utilize it? I know you told me that you've put it in your calendar, you read it every day. What else have you done with it? Anything from Chapter 3 on auto-suggestion that have helped you or grabbed you in terms of utilizing this through your day, through your college? Not only on your way to college, but in general, in any other thing that you've tried to accomplish?
Well, besides helping me with college and universities, it's also helped me with things like, fitness and exercise and diet and my relationship with the Lord. Applying auto-suggestion to my faith life, I would say that I constantly reaffirm who I am in the Lord Christ Jesus. And also for fitness and exercise, it's helped me because I make sure I write down a list of exercises that I would do in the morning and get up. And it helps me to go into a quiet spot and focus. And it also helps me to reiterate a time limit for what I want to accumulate. And whether it be for abs, I have a time limit of I'm setting aside the summer to get what I need done. And it's really helped me in each and every aspect of the Mastermind principles.
Okay, wonderful. Let me ask you to do me a favor and read from auto-suggestion or a passage that inspires you. We are in the Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, revised edition. We are on Chapter 3. We are working through Chapter 3 and 4. And with us this morning is Natasha Jugger. She is a youth masterminder. And she is telling us and sharing with us, should I say, how these two chapters, auto-suggestion and specialized knowledge, have helping her in her career and in her walk towards her upcoming college year next year when she graduates from high school and go off to college. So right now, we chapter 3, page 67 in the book on auto-suggestion. Can you just read me that first paragraph on auto-suggestion so that the reader can get, those of them that don't have the book, can get an idea of what Napoleon is talking about, please?
Yes. Okay. The third step toward riches. Auto-suggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli which reach one's mind through the five senses. Stated in another way, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. It is the agency of communication between that part of the mind where conscious thought takes place and that which serves as the seat of action for the subconscious mind. Through the dominating thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether these thoughts be negative or positive, is immaterial. The principle of auto-suggestion voluntarily reaches the subconscious mind and influences it with these thoughts.
All right, so that is auto-suggestion for us and tells you what Napoleon Hill is talking about when he talks about auto-suggestion. It's basically, you cannot just repeat things, right, Natasha? You have to have some passion in when you're repeating and programming your subconscious. So it's not just about words, right? It's about passion as well when you do these things, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how, I mean, I know sometimes we all go through things where we just do it by rote, but how do you infuse passion in that when you're doing it? What it is that motivates you and brings that passion out?
Well, that's a great question. What motivates me? I would say, well, you know, they always say that, you know, the degree you get is sometimes determines how much money you make. Well, that's not always true, but I know what motivates me is money and also my relationship with the Lord. And in that self-motivation, I think it's a bit of just the drive, whether it's colleges, universities, my health, my wealth. I know what motivates me in health is that to know that I can have still be healthy and to just reach that desire of a health goal to be healthy, wealthy, fitness, and I just desire to see myself just looking better and not, you know, and this drives me. And also my relationship with God drives me, and when I'm reading the Bible, that helps to motivate me also because I see that he says to keep yourself healthy, wealthy, and don't be a fool, but also have wisdom and know the things that you are doing. And that's a huge motivation to me, to know that in the end I will be rewarded for all my good works.
Wonderful, wonderful. Before we go to the call, and we have callers on the line who'd like to ask questions. Before we take questions, we're going to go to a little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, welcome. We have to have Natasha Jugger with us this morning, one of our youth masterminders, discussing the two chapters on auto-suggestion and specialized knowledge from the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. We have two callers on the line with their hands raised. We'd like to ask a question. Good morning, Ms. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Bigger and Better Lives. You are on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephanie. Yes, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And my question is, if our guest, Ms. Natasha Jugger, can tell us a little bit about herself. We'd like to know who she is, where she is, and what is she doing as she participates with us in this Blog Talk radio show this morning. And thank you so much for the opportunity to ask my question, and I'm going to go back on mute. Thank you.
Okay, good morning, Ms. McNeil. Tell you a little bit about myself. Well, I am on my journey to college. I would like to attend the University of Florida in the fall, and currently I am in high school. I am now working on obtaining a 4.0 GPA, straight A's and B's. And where am I at in life? Right now I'm just focusing on college and also trying to just get a better relationship with God, because I know that without him none of this would be possible, and just leaning on him to help me in my life goals and what I need to do. But currently where I'm at, I have good grades, but I'm working to get them better. And through the chapters that I've read on auto-suggestion and specialized knowledge, it's really helped me to focus where I'm at right now. I know that I would like to do things with that combine with travel and business. And I've really been trying to specialize my knowledge and, like, get that down a little bit and see what degree I can obtain and where exactly I can take that and how would that incorporate travel and business. And those are things that I am focusing on right now for myself, and that's really where I'm at. I'm spending time this summer really narrowing down my goals, and I'm also overdoing my goals so that I can obtain that or higher. And also basically this summer I've been just really looking at different colleges and seeing what they offer that incorporates travel and business. And I've come up with the degree of international business manager, and that's something that incorporates travel and business at the same time. And those are things that I've been looking at, and that's where I am right now in life. And, that's one of the things.
Thank you. But Natasha, are you involved in any social activities in school or at your church? Just help us to know a little bit more about you in terms of what you've done in school. I understand where you're going, but I'm just also interested in where you are and where you've been.
Okay. Well, currently what I'm doing I'm scheduled to do an internship at the clerk and comptroller's office when I start back in August. Those are one of the things that I could put on my resume. I've done basketball for a year and a half. That was my freshman to sophomore year. Also, outside activities, I've been helping out at summer camps and preschools and just really helping out with the kids, because that's also something I love to do. And I'm also currently looking for a job. But I think one of my really most important things that I'm working on and, like, I'm doing for myself is the clerk and comptroller's internship that will start this fall. And also, what can I – yes, and I did basketball for a year and a half, but I couldn't do it anymore. So this year I'm going to be working on volleyball as an after-school activity. So those are some of the things.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Natasha. And we have another caller on the line with their hands raised. Last four digits, it's 8870. We'd like to have Natasha call. Good morning, and you're on the air with Natasha Jugger and myself, Stephanie Ebanks. I don't think I forgot to introduce myself this morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Natasha. Excuse me. And good morning, Anne. This is Betty Knighton, and I have one question for Natasha, but first I want to say, Natasha, you are an amazing young woman, and you are good role model for other young ladies. My question is, how has being a part of the Youth Mastermind Group helped you in reference to being able to focus and setting goals? And do you write affirmations that you read on a daily or a weekly basis?
Well, let me address the affirmation side of the question first. Yes, I do have affirmations that I've written down. And I wouldn't say that I recite them on a daily basis, but more maybe a weekly basis. And, yes, that has helped me. I write affirmations concerning school, certain grades on tests, quizzes, and the overall grade for the semester in each class. I write affirmations on my health and well-being and fitness and exercise. How many crunches I might want to do or abs, and I look at that and I reaffirm myself every day, and I keep repeating it in my head and my memory so that I do that when I get home and I remember to do that. And I place it everywhere. And for affirmations concerning the Lord, sometimes my affirmations concerning the Lord are really more scriptures, and I chant them when I'm going to school. I chant them when I wake up in the morning. I set a time of prayer. My mom has created an altar for me, and I just set that aside, and I chant those, and those are my affirmations concerning the Lord. And those affirmations I do on a daily basis. The fitness ones are more on a weekly basis, and those are how I handle my affirmations. As for how has Mastermind helped me? Well, Mastermind has helped me because it's really, really implanted into me that in order to get somewhere, I need to first write down my goal, then look over it all the time, and once it is planted in my mind, then I will be able to bring that desire to life, and that want, that need, I will be able to bring it to life, and it will manifest itself. And that's one of the ways that Mastermind has helped me. And the second thing that it's done for me is it's just opened up my mind to possibilities and knowing that faith can work. But, you know, they always say faith without works is dead. So I know that I have faith, but I make sure that I am acting upon it and not just wishing for it, but knowing that it will come if I do what I need to do. And that's how Mastermind and my affirmations have helped me to develop into the young woman that I am today and will continue to be.
All right. Thank you, Natasha, and thank you, Ms. Betty, for that wonderful question. And as we continue, let me go to commercial, and we'll be back with Natasha Jugger, our Youth Masterminder.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning once again, South Florida. I must apologize. I was so excited to be on the call with Natasha that I forgot to introduce myself and our group, the Palm Beach Life Planner. My name is Stephanie Ebag. And we're here each and every Saturday morning introducing you to the concept of masterminding and the Think to Grow Rich, along with all my other Palm Beach Life Planner masterminds. McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. Dr. Betty Knight, author and publisher, can help you if you're looking to publish a book. If there's a book in you, she can help you publish it. And our other masterminders who are not with us is Sharon Jackson, planner extraordinaire, Ms. Laura Greer, the insurance lady, Teresa Dennis, she's a daycare specialist, and Mariana Williams, international world travel and economist. We wish them all a wonderful day, no matter where they are in the world today. We want to thank you all for joining us this morning. And as we continue in Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, and talking about specialized knowledge and auto-suggestion with our youth masterminder, Natasha Jugger. Unfortunately, Monet Turner, another one of our youth masterminders, is not able to join us this morning. Hopefully one day we'll have her back on the show with us, and she can share her perspective on being a youth masterminder, what it means to her and how it has assisted her in her life. But we will continue on our journey this morning with Natasha Jugger, teaching us and showing us that we don't have to be certain yet. Masterminding and the Think and Grow Rich is not just about making money. It's about how to realize things, whether those are going to create aid in college, in high school, in college, or just getting the position that you want in life, or just being a better you than you thought you could be with just a little bit of practice. So I want to read something from Chapter 4 on Specialized Knowledge, that's page 75 in the Think and Grow Rich, the original version, Restored and Revised, from Napoleon Hill. There are two kinds of knowledge. One is general, the other specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money. The faculties of great universities possesses this in the aggregate. Particularly every form of general knowledge known to civilization. Most of the professors have not amassed great wealth. They specialize in teaching knowledge, but they do not specialize in the organization or the use of knowledge for the accumulation of money. Now, part of this is when we talk about specialized knowledge, we have to talk about Henry Ford in this. They mentioned him specifically in this chapter because a lot of people thought because Henry Ford did not I don't think he graduated from high school, but he had a lot of specialized knowledge. He may not have been a book learned or college learned, but he himself took it upon himself to learn a lot of things that he needed. He said, there's a portion here that says, those who made the mistake did not know that Henry Ford. Many people made the mistake of assuming that Henry Ford had but little schooling. He was not educated. Those who made this mistake did not know Henry Ford, nor do they understand the real meaning of the word educate. The word is derived from the Latin word educo, meaning to educe, to draw out, and develop within. So, the former learner but he had a lot of knowledge, a lot of specialized knowledge that he learned and taught himself. The business of being wealthy, the business of the auto industry, the business of earning money. He made that his goal, and it certainly made him one of the most wealthiest men in the United States. So, Natasha, continuing on that then, what can you tell us about what is it your problem? How is this book helping you to get there? Going to help you to get there,
Stephanie,
I think.
You were
You were breaking up when you asked the question. Could you repeat it one more time?
Certainly, certainly. We're talking about Henry Ford and his walk and how he, while not having a formal education, was able to amass a great fortune. Now, I know that you're young and you're only 17, but have you thought about what your life looks like 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself in that? Because he had to have great vision to achieve his goal.
Oh, thanks for that question. Well, 5 years from now, I imagine, well, yes. Well, to answer your question, yes. I have imagined myself about 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I imagine I'll be 22, God's will. And where I see myself is I see myself just graduating college, and now I'm in graduate school for business. I see myself there. I see myself focusing on the business and finance side of things. I see myself living on my own with my own house and also having a job, an internship somewhere at a good business that I like a corporation for traveling business. That's where I see myself. And yeah, that's
no,
where
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hi. Sorry, Natasha. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm told that I am breaking up and I'm not being clear. We will continue on, and hopefully things will clear up. Sorry. Once again this morning, we're on the air with Natasha Jugger, and she's extrapolating. So you've talked about your five-year plan. How far ahead do you envision? Do you go 10 years, 20 years? Or have you not thought that far out?
The most I've imagined myself is about age 25, which is about 8 years out from now.
Okay. Okay. And when you see yourself at age 25, what do you see yourself doing, and how do you see yourself, the book, helping you to get there?
At age 25, I imagine myself graduating graduate school, and I imagine before I start any job or position that I know I will be offered, I imagine myself traveling for a year. I see myself traveling to different parts of the world, such as Africa and Australia, and just taking time off for myself after doing those hard and laborious studies. I see masterminds helping me with those goals in terms of travel, because what mastermind has, I remember I used to go to some of the mid-year meetings and annual meetings, and what happened is they'd give us a little paper where it has a circle where you put the amount that you would like to obtain in the middle of the circle, and then there's bubbles floating off where you put how you plan to obtain that wealth. And I know that I would, in order to travel, of course, I need money, and I know that Mastermind has helped me do that because it's actually worked for me in the past, and I know that it will work for me in the future. Like, I've put a certain goal, like, of money that I want to obtain, and I've just planned how I will obtain that, and it's worked out very well for me, and I know that Mastermind will help me when I get older also.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. On one of the first page of chapter 3, page 67, there's a part that says, no thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of auto-suggestion. So we have a lot of sometimes negative thoughts and negative people inputting negative thoughts into our minds. How do you block those? How do you block out the negative and just focus on the positive? Or can you do that?
Oh, that's a great question. Can I block off the negative? To be completely honest, sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world to block out the negative thoughts that come against me. Negative thoughts such as, oh, I don't have the grades, I don't think I can get into this college or university, or, oh, I'm done, I can't do anymore, or, oh, maybe it's too late to try hard. There are negative thoughts that constantly bombard my mind every day. But I think the positive outlook that I have on life is that, no, I should not give up. No, I should keep pressing towards the mark and persevering, because in the end it's all going to pay off. So honestly, the positive outweighs the negative to me. Right.
All right. And in specialized knowledge, it talks about imagination and organization. So does those two points help you at all in looking toward your future and in seeing and imagining what it's going to be like?
Right. With specialized knowledge, it does, because I realize that I can be sure of my ability to transmute the desire into its monetary equivalent so that I'll be able to be specialized in that certain knowledge or surface, or the knowledge of the business that I want to go into. So what I do is I set aside time for myself every day to learn more about what I want to do for a living. I learn about my specialty. I research business. I become more specialized on what exactly I want to do. I've looked at people that do exactly what I want to do. I've researched them. I've researched the amount of money they make. I've set a goal for myself. And also, one thing that I know that it's important for me, myself, to do to become specialized in business, I know that I need to take courses that are offered on that subject and associate with people who know my business well. And I've already found a few friends that want to go into the same degree that I do. So we've been researching things and looking over things and seeing, is this really what we want to do with our lives? And also, as for taking courses, I'm taking an online course on FLVS that's called Business 101. So that's things that I'm doing to, in order to become specialized in what I want to do and have that specialized knowledge rather than just generalized knowledge.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. There is. Let me read something in chapter 4, page 82 on specialized knowledge. There is one weakness in people for which there is no remedy. It is a universal weakness of lack of ambition. People, especially those on salary, who schedule their spare time and slack time to provide for self-improvement, seldom remain at the bottom very long. Their actions open the way for upward climb, remove many obstacles from their path, and gain the friendly interest of those who have the power to put them in the way of opportunity. So, I mean, you cannot do anything about lack of ambition. If you don't have any ambition or any goals, then, you know, no book can help you with that. But you sound very ambitious, Ms. Gregor. So what other area do you sell yourself in? Your ambition. How do you see yourself? Are you the president of your own company, the vice president of your own company? Are you just a worker, or do you see yourself in a bigger framework?
How do I view myself? I know most people say it's good to view yourself as an entrepreneur, but I view myself in a Fortune 500 company as a CFO, the chief financial officer. That's how I view myself.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
We have another question from Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, stronger and better lives. Ms. Ann McNeil, you're on the call.
Yes, I wanted to have Natasha share with us. I know she was trying to finish her question before my question. She was trying to finish her answer. But, Natasha, if you want to finish your answer, and then you can answer my question. And my question is, if you can share with us, I know we have 10 different ways and categories in which we mastermind, and one is recreation. And I know a few years ago you set a goal to take a trip And I know we've talked a lot about questions and answers, but stories are also good. So if you can share with us your goal about your trip that you took with your family and how that came about, because I think it's very important for our listeners to understand that it's one thing to read the book. When we allow this book to read us and actually live in the moment and in the experiences that we have and share those experiences with others, and they can actually see, how do I go from the pages in the book to an actual real-life experience such as your trip? All right, so I'll finish with that, and if you want to finish the answer, Stephanie's question, and then you can go to my question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, to address your question, well, part of what you said first, I am done addressing what Ms. Stephanie had asked me about where I see myself and how I view myself with what I want to do. As in reference to your question about the travel and how has it come about, yes, about a few years ago, I set a goal that I wanted to just travel out of the country with my family. I specifically did put down Italy and that I wanted to travel there for the summer for about 2 weeks. And I wrote that down and I put that into the universe. And then the next summer, it actually came to pass and it happened, and it was truly a blessing. How did that come about? Well, my friend and I, we were saying that we had wanted to travel, you know, to just overseas somewhere, but she didn't have her passport. So there were things that we needed to do to be put in place in order to go on a trip, such as trying to raise money and find out how much I would need in order to go on the trip, making sure that I continued to stay healthy while I was over there, continuing to still have a prayer life. But that's not the point. The point is that Mastermind has helped me to be able to go on the trip because I wrote it down, I put a plan into action, I told my parents, I let everyone know where I was going, I told them how much money I would need. Well, they told me how much money I would need. And all those things that I wrote down, I envisioned, I put on paper. I remember I actually did a vision board for it. I put up a picture of the Italian flag and a plane heading towards the flag. And also I put how much I thought the trip would cost, and I put that on top of the plane. And those were, because I know that Mastermind has really envisioned into me what has really imparted into me to make a vision board, and that was something very vital in being able to go on the trip, and that's something that also helped to bring it to life. As far as how did I get there? Well, yeah, that's how Mastermind helped me to be able to go on the trip, and I told my aunt. She told me I could bring one friend, so I made sure. Mastermind also helped me in choosing the friend also, just making sure that I had somebody that I would have fun with, and just Mastermind really helped me with every aspect of the trip. And even when I was over there, it continued to help me to plan goals of making sure that I spent time each and every morning and night, making sure that I said a little prayer and giving God thanks that I was over there and not forgetting about him. And just fitness and exercise goals also, just making sure that I kept that up and just walking and different stuff. So that is how Mastermind had helped me in order to obtain my travel goals.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. So can you tell us about a little bit about where you went on this trip in Italy? Where in Italy were you?
Oh, where did we go in Italy? Oh, boy. Oh, wow. In Italy, I went to Rome. I remember going to Rome. Oh, where else did we go? We went to Rome. Okay, well, what I can remember now is Rome for now. We visited the Colosseum. We visited different churches. We visited the Pantheon. We visited the Trevi Fountain. No, that's in, I'm getting these places mixed up. I've traveled so much. I apologize to you all. But in that time since we went to Italy, I've traveled so many places. But in Italy, I remember going to the Colosseum, and I remember, what I remember best, I think my favorite place was the Colosseum. It was crazy to know that that was their form of entertainment back in the day, I guess, since we have movies now. I remember, and what else? I also remember just seeing the holes in the wall and seeing the laborious work that they put in to build something so great, so monumental. And it really meant a lot to me that I, as a young African-American, was able to travel over there. So, yeah.
All right. We go to another commercial break, and we'll be back with Jennifer.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio and the International Mastermind Radio Show on the book Think and Grow Rich. We are on the air with Natasha Jugger, one of our youth masterminders. And Natasha is sharing with us how the book Think and Grow Rich has helped her in her walk in her young life so far. We are in Chapter 3 on Auto-Suggestion, and as well as Specialized Knowledge, Chapter 4. Actually, we're reading to Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 this morning on Auto-Suggestion and Specialized Knowledge. And we're just talking with Natasha about how this has helped her in our walk to high school and in her step to go to college next year, and how she sees it helping her to build her future in 5 and 10 years, her life journey. Because we must have goals and plans in order to make our dreams come true. That is what Ms. Anne McNeil has always taught us, the master builder, that in order to succeed in life, you have to have goals and plans. Without goals and plans, we're just heading down the road to nowhere. So we're trying to instill in each of our youth the ability to plan and to look forward and to look ahead and to see their goals. Natasha, you mentioned a vision board. Can you tell us, give us an idea of what a vision board is for those of us who don't know?
May you repeat that question one more time?
Yes. Can you tell us, you mentioned about a vision board. Can you tell us about a vision, your vision board, and how, you, for those of us who don't know what a vision board is, can you tell us about a vision board and how you go about creating one? What is involved in creating a vision board?
Okay, all right. What exactly is a vision board? A vision board is a board where you can create it however you want. You can get a sheet of paper, a poster board. You put up pictures of things that you would like to desire. Well, things that you desire, whether it be cars, jobs,
how you want to look, how you want to feel, your face, and you put things on there, things that you desire, and things that you will obtain and are obtainable, right? Such as, it's a coincidence that I'm looking at a vision board right now. I believe the most important thing to put in the center is put some form of faith in the center, because we know, as masterminders, we know that everything revolves around the faith that you have. And it's put God in the center, and everything will come together. And that's how a vision board should look, with everything else around it, on things that you desire. As for my vision board, things that I've put on it are, I put the college, a picture of the college that I want to go to, the University of Florida. I've put a 4.0 GPA. I put each subject that I will have, and I put the grade that I desire in each class, A's and B's. And I put also the SAT and ACT score that I desire. And also, I put a pile of cash, but I put a specific number on there in order to be able to obtain it. And just also health and fitness, pictures of fruits, vegetables, things that I need to do in order to be a better me and to help improve the world and society by being who I am. And also a car. I'm only 17, but I desire a car, and there are goals and things that I am going to do to obtain that. And that's how a vision board should look, and that is how mine looks right now.
Wonderful. So how much is that pile of cash on your vision board, may I ask?
in the pile of cash, it's about $100 million. But, no, my goal, the number that I put on top of that $100 million is $3,000.
Why $3,000, may I ask?
Oh, why $3,000? I mean, that just seemed like, well, for me right now, that seemed like something that was obtainable, and that was something that I could reach towards and desire through different streams of income that I am possibly looking at.
All right. So one of the things that Natasha mentioned is obtainable. She just mentioned the word obtainable in terms of her vision board and the cash. She's 17 years old, so for her at this moment, $3,000 seems a lot of money, but it's more obtainable than if she'd put $100 million or $10 million or $1 million or $100,000. So that makes sure that when you are creating your vision board, that you are making it obtainable. That is not something that is far out there that, you know, you cannot really obtain it. So one of the things on your board, vision board, is to make sure that your goals and dreams that you plan are obtainable, that they're not so far-fetched that, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. So we have about 6 minutes left in our show as we continue in our chapters on auto-suggestion and specialized knowledge. Natasha, is there any other passages in these two chapters that you would like to share with our audience that has helped you, or that you can read for them that has helped you in your journey so far?
Yes. Let me go to it. I believe it's in the chapter on specialized knowledge. It says that, oh, yes, it's under the title Specialist Most Sought After. It's the second quote. The man who has been active on the campus, whose personality is such that he gets along with all kinds of people and who has done an adequate job with his studies, has a most decided edge over the strictly academic student. Some of these, because of their all-around qualifications, have received several offers of positions, a few of them as many as six. And this paragraph really stuck out to me because it showed me that while I am putting on my vision board goals of getting a 4.0 or maybe an 1800 on the SAT or a perfect or a 30 on the ACT, it's really taught me that let me not say that education is not important. Academics and grades are very important, but it's also important to be well-rounded and have outside activities. And I am glad that Ms. Ann McNeil had asked that question earlier about what other activities are you doing, because that helps to put it into perspective of me, because that's what colleges are also looking for, a well-rounded individual, and that is something that I also need to obtain. While working on goals of education and things, I also need to tap into other things and show my diversity and spread out my skills to other people in order to help improve their lives, and in turn it could better improve my life. And that's why that paragraph stuck out to me, to just be a well-rounded individual.
Thank you, Natasha. I also would like to read from chapter 4, page 79. It says, we find ourselves in a changed world today, and we have also seen some outstanding changes in educational requirements. The order of the day is specialization. This truth was emphasized by Robert P. Moore, quoted in a piece written when he was an administrator at Columbia University. In today's world, we are so specialized. Everybody is breaking up into specialization. So it's so important for us to find our place in this world so that we know where we're going. And this is what specialized knowledge, this is what Think and Grow Rich, the book, can help you to do. It can help you to find your specialization. It can help you narrow your focus, because it is such a wide world, such a quick and fast-changing world, that we do have to be focused and specialized. So, Natasha, we have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we wrap up today? Any good words of encouragement to your fellow youth?
Well, yes, okay, yes, of course. To my fellow youth masterminders, my words of encouragement are to continue to have faith, right? Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in what you're doing. Have faith in your grades. Have faith in just the things that you do. Also, because faith without works is dead, just have faith in everything. Just believe that you can do anything that you put your mind to, then that you can achieve it. And then all things will work together. And just continue to view yourself and put yourself into perspective of, just see yourself with that goal. See yourself at the University of Florida. See yourself at Florida International University. See yourself at FAU. Just see yourself at any college that you want to go to. Imagine yourself walking to that class. Imagine yourself obtaining the grades that you need in order to get into that college or university. Just imagine yourself in whatever you do. If you desire to look better, feel better, imagine yourself going to the gym and then actually go there, and work out. If you desire to be closer with the Lord, imagine yourself laid out. You're just seeking his face, just praying. Just imagination and faith, and just believe. And that's words to my fellow masterminders.
Thank you very much, Natasha. We appreciate it. Now, just one more commercial to let you know about our show and the book, and we'll be off the air shortly.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And thank you so much, and we wish you a wonderful and blessed day and the upcoming week. in wherever you are, and we have a wonderful time.